The industrial plan was the top priority of the party. However, production of certain natural resources such as coal fell in 1929, and this affected all of those industries which relied upon coal, starting with iron and steel, and then all those factories that required iron and steel, and so forth, all down the line. Production of coal fell, costs rose, and there was a 20% underfulfillment of the planned targets of iron and steel. And this again aggravated the shortages all down the economy because producers could not substitute for iron and steel. They could not change their prices to prioritize use of the materials. So it led to a spiraling waste and work stoppage with factories stopping work all in the South and in the Urals for lack of materials. There was also a shortage of agricultural products, particularly cotton, which closed down textile factories for 75 days. Train tracks couldn't be repaired because of a lack of rails. And again, despite the hunger, the threat of famine, there were hundreds of wagons full of grain all around the country rotting because there was nowhere to put it. There was no storage facilities and a lack of transport.